Y'all ready to sing and praise God this morning? Coming out for homecoming day, excited to see everybody. A lot of folks still coming in. I thought, well, if we started at 10:30, we'd still have some folks late, so we're okay. They'll come on in, and we'll fill our choir up here in a minute. We're going to sing a few choir songs, and we got a few folks from the church going to sing a few songs, and then we got Billy Gray Quartet with us today. Excited about that, always good music. If you're visiting with us, let me tell you, there are things going on here. God's alive. He's still in the saving business and seeing things happen, and the movement and the power of God just exciting around here. And so just come in and join us, fellowship with us, worship with us, sing with us. If you sing in your choir at home or your home church, you need to sing in this choir. We got several ladies short, looks like, and we got a place for you. So don't hesitate. Just if you sing in your choir, you need to be on up here. Way back in the back, y'all are setting out on us. Hey, folks, y'all are setting out on us. Well, I'm talking to you too, sitting right back there. They're sitting back on. I tell you what, if you don't come to this choir, you get your name called, you know. We can use help this morning, but good to see everybody. We're going to have a worship service and a song service, and then we're going down for lunch, and we're excited about having folks visiting with us. And like I said, this is a place that's, I guess God is working and dealing with us. We've had several folks saved this year. We've had several folks baptized. I don't know how y'all are, but I can stand and say with God's help, we're growing. Praise the Lord. And that's a rare thing in this day and time that you talk to everybody in their church and they're sustaining or getting by. But I'm going to tell you, we've had a blessing of God. He's real here, and he's working and taking care of a lot of things. And so we'll just pray and give everybody time. We still got folks coming in, but we're going to get started the service. But I want to go to the Lord in prayer first. I want to mention this. This is a Lutheran Wanda Hartliner, very sick this morning. I know we got other sick folks, but they've been brought to my attention that when you pray today, you need to pray for them. They both very, very sick and not doing well at all. So they're missing homecoming today. So as you pray today, pray for them. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you, God, for a day that you've blessed us with, that we come to worship and praise you. We thank you for being a God that loves us, a God that takes care of our needs and sees after us each and every day. We thank you for being a God that prepares a place for us, that we come, that today we just uplift the name of Jesus above all others. I thank you, God, for being in our midst, and we feel your power and your strength, and each time we gather here, I pray, Father, for the song service today, that everything be done in your name. God, that you might be praised, that you might be uplifted, not that we might have a show, but God, that we show you how much we love you. God, as we continue through the service, be with each and every one. Lead, guide, and direct us, Father. If there's a heart here today that don't know the free pardon of sin through Christ Jesus, I pray, Father, that you touch that heart, that, Lord, this might be the day of salvation, that they could truly come home for a promise of eternal homecoming. God, we've got several things going on in this life and promises, but we thank you for giving the promise of eternity. God, just be with us in this service. We give you praise, honor, and glory in all of it. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Brother Chris.
Turn to page 319 in a red hymnal.
Yeah. Good to be in the house of the Lord this morning. Got a few things. There's going to be a fellowship and a field trip to Gibbs Garden Ball Ground and Burt's Pumpkin Patch. It'll be on Monday, October 19th. The rain day will be on the 26th. If you'd like to go, get with Ginger Scruggs. The tickets are $16 each, and it's about a two-hour drive to the. It's a privately owned garden, about a two-hour drive. So if you'd like to go, get with Ginger. That'll be on October the 19th. And any lady that's interested in going on the retreat in November, it's going to be a meeting next Sunday after the service. Get with Miss Joan about that. The cost is $75 per person. So that'll be next Sunday after the church if you'd like to meet. And remember, don't run off after the singing and the preaching. Got plenty of food down there. Dropped it off early. It looks like a full table. Always plenty to eat. So stay around and fellowship with us. Enjoy the homecoming and the meal. And remember, no evening service tonight here at the church. No evening service. Do we have any birthdays or anniversaries? Doug, birthday. Anniversary.
Do the happy anniversary first.
Happy anniversary to you. Happy anniversary to you. Happy anniversary, God bless you. Happy anniversary to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, God bless you. Happy birthday.
If our ushers would come, and if you'd please stand, please remain standing. We'll receive this morning's tithes and offering. Brother Jim Blaylock, will you ask God's blessing on our offering? I'm just going to stay right out here. So, you may be seated.
Almost. first, second, last verse.
For the cross.
tribulation, stand by me. In the midst of tribulation, stand by me.
So prepared. I'm sorry. You might have to cut it down just a smidgen. I'm not sure.
Well, I looked over Jordan, and what did I see? Coming to carry me home. Band of angels coming after me. Coming for to carry me.
I don't know if y'all will tell, but it drives me nuts. So we'll do a different version.
Thank you.
cast thee on the
we are blessed when we wake up. Thank you.